Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrate
the
down.
Raining down, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Another morning that the Lord has made, and certainly we are glad. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, October 27th, 2018, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I say welcome. Welcome. I am your host, Dr. Berea Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and thank each and every one of you that have that are on the line this morning, and it is my custom to go through announcements before we get started with the lesson. So, Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we're back. Registration was on this week. Matter of fact, it was this Thursday, this past Thursday, October the 25th, but you still have time to register. Just give me a call. My telephone number is 309-750-7584. We're doing something different, people. I want to do something different. So if you want to be a part of this cutting-edge ministry, please give me a call, and you certainly can still register for classes. I am going to be speaking on this afternoon at 4 p.m., at Spring Forth Ministerial Church, located at 706 West 95th Street, across the street from Woodson Library on the opposite quarter. So take heed to those announcements. certainly if you have the time, I would love to see you. I would love to see those that certainly participate in this broadcast. This is Halloween season, and of course, since we get Halloween, I want to encourage each and every one of you to be prayerful. Cover yourselves, cover your children with the blood of Jesus, because Satan is out to destroy. As Christians, as those that have accepted Christ Jesus, a relationship with Christ Jesus, we do not participate in Halloween because we do not participate in the world's activities. Why? Because we've been bought with the price. We separate ourselves. And because we are on the Lord's side, there is a different standard that we walk by. And certainly Ephesians 6 and 12 talks about Ephesians 5, verses 11 through 12, and read those verses in your spare time, tells us not to have anything to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but we are to walk or to live as children of the light. We are children of the light. Why are we children of the light? Because we've been bought with the Christ and we have a relationship with Christ Jesus. Timothy 4:1 says, tells us, I think it's 1 Timothy, tells us not to follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. And that's part of the reason why we don't celebrate Halloween, because this is a time of cults and demons and witches and warlocks, and the world really pumps up Halloween. If you were watching the news on yesterday, the news just gave all kinds of information about costumes and dressing up. But Satan is very active during this month. Remember, this battle is not flesh and blood, but it's supernatural. It's a supernatural battle we are fighting, and Satan is in full effect in this month. He understands that his timeline is coming to an end. The Bible speaks of these times, perilous times, and we're living in the last day. We're living in a time where men are lovers of themselves more than of God. That means that they don't care nothing about taking your life, because the moral value that may have been instituted or may have been there maybe years back is no longer, because this world is waxing more and more evil. And the Bible speaks of that. The Bible says men will be lovers of themselves, and it's certainly in operation. But praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We have been dealing with an awesome subject on this month. And please, this is the last month, or this is October is almost out of here. This is the last Saturday of October. Can you believe that? We have only two more months in 2018. November is around the corner. This time next week, it will be a new month. But hallelujah, we thank God for his grace and mercy. This month, we have been dealing with an awesome topic. We have been talking about God's covenant relationship with mankind. And we're going to review this topic because it has been awesome. It has been a topic that certainly shows us our value and the price that God the price that God has made to redeem us to himself. So let's start off with the scriptures. It says in Psalms 105 and 8, it says, he remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for a thousand generations down our line, from our kids' kids to Abraham all the way up until now, God still remembers his covenant. We talked about what the meaning of a covenant was, which is an agreement between two individuals that form a relationship. With mankind, but we have to define relationship, and that is the relation connecting or binding in a relationship. Service, kinship, or instances or type of kinship or state of affairs existing between the two. So there is something existing between us and God in order to have that covenant. There is something connected between us and God. And but in the Ten Commandments, God gave us in Exodus 20, this is chapter 20, verse 2 through 17, and you can jot down these scriptures, and I want you to take our lunch. I hope everyone can hear me. I want you to take particular time to read these scriptures. Praise the Lord. Now, it says in the Ten Commandments in Exodus, it says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Now, we're talking about relationship. We're talking about a covenant relationship, God's covenant relationship that he gave us, that he created all the way back in Abraham. When he told, in Abraham's days, when he told Abraham, look, get thee out of your kindreds and go to a land in which I will establish that I will give you. He also told him that I will establish you. I will create a generation that for you that no man can number. And he showed them the stars. And he says, you see the stars in the sky? Well, that's how your children or your offsprings or your generation or your offsprings are going to be. There are going to be so many of you, you're not going to be able to count. And that's the covenant that God gave over in Genesis 9:9. He said, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. God gave Abraham a covenant. He established his covenant. And because of our relationship with Christ, because we are seeking and we're desiring to know Christ, therefore, we have entered into a covenant relationship. Now, even back in Genesis, you know the story, Adam and Eve. Adam did eat of the apple, and Satan tempted Eve and told her she's going to be like God. She's going to know good and evil. And she did bite and did give it to Adam. But God even then was creating a path where we could get back with God. He was creating a pathway back to him, which will come down New Testament. Jesus from the seed of David, which was the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. And because Christ came through that seed, and we have a relationship with him, because that relationship means I'm taking on God's attributes. I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to think like him. I want to be like Christ. So because I want to be like Christ, because I want to do those things that please God, then he has established a covenant with me as also. Because I am, hallelujah, or we are the seeds, the offspring, the children of God in Israel. So we also talked about this month about faithfulness is required. Faithfulness is required in difficult situations. We're living in perilous times. We're living in a time where mankind do not have any respect for God. In growing up, you saw that if you didn't, I'm going to tell you. When I was growing up, in my 80s now, and a person with church, and maybe they had a little bit too much wine, they would straighten up. They would try to hide their wine bottle, or they would try to get themselves together because they're the house of God. Well, we know in this day and time, the respect is gone. People don't care anything about the house of God anymore. Matter of fact, individuals feel like it's okay to come up into the house of God and kill people. But God is watching. God is watching, and I will guarantee that he will have the last say-so. And also, he said that we had to believe on God. We believe God because we have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. And we know that faithfulness creates trust. Why does it create trust? Because we can look back over our lives and we can review our day-to-day activities and say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I would be lost. I would be lost, and I wouldn't know what to do. But God, but the grace of God, and them grace, the mercy is renewed on a daily favor, on a daily basis. The grace of God, I don't know why I'm switching to this, but the grace of God, it follows me. It opens doors. Grace and mercies open doors for me. Favor, and then he throws in favor. You know, have you ever had a situation, you go in to a place of business, and they just do stuff for you, and they say, I don't know why I'm doing this, but don't know what I do. It's called the grace of God. It's called the favor of God, because God's favor follows me. He will make people open up doors for me just because I am in a covenant relationship with him. Hallelujah. Then we talked about, what do you do when God gives you a rhetorical question? A question which has no answer. Hallelujah. He says, if anything too hard for the Lord, I want you to ask that in every situation in your life. Because I know you're going through some situations. I'm going through some situations. Problems. Maybe there's family problems. Maybe there's job problems. Maybe there's financial problems. Maybe there's even some fear about going out, or even where you live. But I am here to let you know, is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. When he said, I'll supply all of your needs, he meant it. Well, why? Because we're in covenant relationship. We're in a covenant relationship with him. He said that I will take care of you because you're on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. And because you're on my side, because you're my child, because I think about you, and I know in Jeremiah 29 and 11, he said, I know the plans, I know the thoughts I think towards you. of good and not of evil, and not of evil to give you an expected end, to give you an end of prosperity, to give you an end of moving every situation, everything, every hindrance out of your way. And for this last remaining time, I want to throw this little tidbit in. Hallelujah. The icing on the cake, if you will. God is a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. Now, promise is a declaration that one would do or refrain from doing something specific. The Bible is God's declarations of what he's going to do for his children who believe. Matthew 9:20 says, if thou can believe, all things, not just some things, dear ones, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. And when I was thinking about this lesson and what God wanted me to share, or what God wanted me to say to you, Israel Houghton's song came on, and it's called Promise Keeper. And the Lord said, tell my people that I am a promise keeper. The lyrics of the song and the chorus says, promise keeper, you will never fail. Your love, you deliver on your word. That is his word. And any word that's declared, depend on it. It's covenant, y'all. And God said, I can only swear by myself because I can't lie. Praise the Lord. And that's how to go by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Mm-hmm. And in this song, you know, this song was just full of scriptures. He said, on your word, and I just parenthesis, I will trust you. So we've got to trust God. Verse 1 says, you'll never lie. You'll never lie. You see my needs. You hear my cry. You never fail. You never fail. You never will. And he will. He's there when we doubt him. He's waiting on us to understand that God will do it. We just have to trust him. We talked about trusting God in difficult situations, and this song just really spoke to me. And then verse 2 says, you'll never sleep. You never sleep. You keep your hand and your eyes on me. You always will. You always will. You are faithful now, and you were faithful then. God is unchangeable. We know that he's everywhere at the same time. We understand that God is unchangeable. It is hard. He can't lie. So God is faithful. Your word remains forever, forever, ever and ever. And then I like the bridge. What lies behind me, I will forget. I'm pressing into what lies ahead. Never let your promise, never let go of your promises. You will deliver just like he said. So when we're looking at a covenant relationship, when we're looking at the promises of God, God is faithful. God has said that he's going to do it. We have to believe that God will do it. We have to understand that we are unique made, and we are uniquely formed. The enemy is out here to make you doubt God. He's out here to make you back up. And this is a month where Satan is wreaking havoc. He's trying to get you to fear. He's trying to oppress those that believe in Christ Jesus. Why? Because I told you earlier that his time is winding up. Do not believe what Satan throws at you. Do not believe what he tries to create. Satan tries to create, or he does create, fear. He creates lies. He tells you that God does not love you. And I'm here to let you know today that God has made a covenant relationship with you. He died on the cross. And because he died on the cross, because of sin, we don't have to access in the Old Testament. We don't have to go to the altar. We don't have to put a lamb on the altar. God cleanse us, because Christ is that lamb. He is that sacrificial lamb that walked the cross, bled and died for us. Up to us to have a relationship with Christ Jesus. Lord, I don't understand, but God, lead and guide me anyway. If there's something that's not right in me, God, forgive me of my sins. Certainly, I want a relationship, and we've got to repent on a daily basis. Hallelujah. We have got to repent on a daily basis. What does that mean, Dr. Carey? That means that when I get up in the morning, I have to make sure, Lord, or when I go to bed, I do it when I go to bed at night. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you know the prayer. And it says in the prayer, Lord, I repent, or forgive me all the deeds I've done, all of my trespasses. So we've got to ask God on a continuous basis, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for the things that I've done. We've got to repent on a daily basis. And if anybody has listened to my blog, they know that I say quite often that this flesh is not saved, because it's not. It'll make us do stuff that we have to repent for on a daily basis. This is the body. This is the shell that God has given us. And certainly that spirit that dwells on the inside of us will go back to the Creator. And at some point, we're going to sit before him, and we are going to be accountable for everything that we've done on this side, on this earth. Hallelujah. But there's another side that we've got to get to, and certainly we want to get there. And in order for us to get there, we've got to repent on a daily basis, because we want that covenant relationship. We are heirs, joint heirs with Christ Jesus, and that's what the Bible says. And my time is running rapidly out. I want to pray. Father God, I thank you for this show. I thank you for those that have been on this show. We thank you, God, for those that will hear this show in the future, God. We pray even now, God, that you'll move mightily in their lives. We pray, God, that you'll move like never before. We bind the enemy that will come against them in the name of Jesus. We pray for each and every one, God. God, we say loose your power, your anointing in their lives. We decree it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, God, that you'll cover each and every one under the sound of my voice, God. This is Halloween time, God. I pray, God, that you'll cover them in the blood, God. Cover them in the blood. We bind satanic warfare in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no authority. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, cover their home. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan's warfare. We bind satanic rituals in the name of Jesus. We bind occult affairs in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and delivering. We bind every spell, every attempted spell that Satan tries to throw on the believer right now. Satan, you have no authority. I speak under the anointing that Christ has given me by the authority of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Healing, deliverance, God. Healing right now. Cover your children. Cover our families in the name of Jesus. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, God. Cover them right now. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind poison. We bind razor bags. Any contact of that nature with our families. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. I see you next week. Be blessed. Bye-bye.